You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
International success coach and noted author Constance Arnold delivers life-changing strategies through her own spiritual practices, as well as with best-selling authors and experts that she interviews. Think, Believe, and Manifest is specially designed to empower your mind and words to work for you and to bring about a life you've been dreaming of. And now, here's Constance Arnold.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And of course, I am Constance Arnold, your most gracious host. And today I'm broadcasting live with just a little touch of Southern flavor from cold Atlanta, Georgia. Guess what? So grateful that you've joined me from all over the globe today. And if you are listening to this recording, I can truly say that your life will never be the same again after listening to this recording. And you might say, Constance, that's awfully bold of you to say that. And I'm going to say to you, because I know that this show has really been preordained by God, that the loving, supporting, giving, caring, spiritual God of the universe is here to give you the enlightenment, the revelation, and the insight that you've been seeking and that you've been praying for. So I want you to get ready. Well, I hope that you're having a great day, a great evening, a great morning, no matter what time it is where you are. I'm going to say that it is the right time because you are listening to the show. Well, it has been a cold week here in Atlanta, and of course, all of us on the East Coast, we received a lot of snow, but Atlanta just received just a tiny bit, and so really sending out my love and prayers for all of my listeners on the East Coast. That's Washington, D.C., North Carolina, Philadelphia, New York, New Jersey, etc. I know in some places, like in Australia, it's summertime there, but here it is winter time. But guess what? It's all good, right? Because we are so grateful. Got a great show for you today. I have Dr. Bruno all the way from the UK, and he's going to be talking about how to be a miracle worker and create the life that you desire. Wow, it's going to be a great show. Well, this is the third week in January, and it's a great time for you to take a look to see what have you been doing, what have you been thinking, what small baby steps or micro steps are you taking on a daily basis to begin to move toward the life that you desire. You know, one thing that I do every day, this is just a little tip, is to bring something that you love into your life every day. It might mean a beautiful candle, or it might mean a giving to someone. It might be laughing, but every day, just try to bring more of what you love into your life. Well, I do want to mention the cruise. I think you probably have about possibly 3 more weeks to really make your payment for the cruise, and I would make that happen. The cruise is a 4-night cruise to Ensenada, Mexico, and it's leaving out of the port of Long Beach, California. So all of you people on the West Coast, come on. I want to meet you in person. That would be March 6th through the 10th. And of course, we know Pam Grout is going to be there. She's New York Times bestselling author and Hay House author of E Squared and E Cubed. I have interviewed her. I'm going to be talking about how to change your subconscious and change your world. And of course, Richard Harper is going to be there. We have an MD doctor. I've had him on my show, Dr. Michael Perman. And he's going to be talking about journaling. And so you're going to have all of these people, all of these like-minded people. Just imagine you can leave this cruise a changed person. I know there have been many times when I've gone to seminars or events, and it was just like I said, aha, I got it. So you're going to be around like-minded people. We're going to be having lots of fun. I will love to just spend maybe an evening with you, talking to you, dining with you, just being around like-minded people and people of the like vibration is just very, very powerful. So as I said earlier, you can really apply for a PayPal credit. And so why not give it a try? My grandmother said, nothing beats a failure but a try. So give it a try. Just go online, LOAradionetwork.com, and just click the LOA Spectacular Cruise link and complete the registration form. And PayPal is offering 6-month interest-free credit, which will pay for your flight and your cruise. Alrighty, so looking forward to seeing you on the cruise. Let's see what else. Oh, thank you so much for your donations. I know that this show is blessing you. I know this show is really taking you to next level living. I know this show is really motivating and inspiring you. So all you need to do is go to my website, fulfillingyourpurpose.com, and just click the red donate button. I think it's on the upper right-hand corner of my website, and thank all of you who made a donation this week, and may you receive a 100-fold return for the gift that you shared. And of course, if you're interested in coaching, just go to my website, look on the products. I tell people all you need to do is choose your package. Once you pay, Sabrina, who by the way is doing so much better, will send you a coaching assessment, and then I will coach with you after I receive that assessment within 3 to 5 business days. Let me see. I don't know if I have time to give you a tip, but I'm going to try to just give you a really quick tip for the week. So many of you tell me how much you love the fact that I am a how-to person, a person that says, this is how you do it, 1, 2, 3, 4, because we have enough information. So I guess the thought that I want to leave with you this week is for you to be aware of every moment that you're creating your life with frequencies. And we know, first of all, that whatever you think creates a frequency or a vibe, and you really emit that from your life into the universe, and it will begin to attract like frequencies, like people, like circumstances. So I want you to just be aware that right now you're creating your life, and that your life is a combination of the frequency choices that you have made. And based on what you're thinking and feeling, you will begin to create the same thing or create something different. And so your present life reflects the frequency choices that you made in the past, but your future will reflect the frequency choices you're making right now. So really, once again, it comes to being cognizant and aware of that you're creating your world. You're creating heaven on earth. Earth right now. It's in this very moment. It's right now as you're listening to this that you're creating your frequency. So what kind of frequencies are filling your personal world? Are you happy? Are you loving? Are you fulfilled? Are you joyful? Or are you singing the blues? Are you abundant? Or are you sad? Are you depressed? Because remember, your present life reflects the frequency choices that you've made in the past. So it's so great. You know, the Bible says that choose you this day who you're going to serve. Are you going to serve your past, or are you going to serve what your future? So my tip for this week is to be cognizant and aware, and to deliberately begin to choose self-love. Deliberately begin to choose healthy food. Deliberately begin to choose self-care. Deliberately begin to choose giving up the victim mentality. And so it's moment by moment. It's those small micro steps that I've talked about before. It's moment by moment. What you're thinking and what you're feeling creates the frequencies that goes out and begins to attract to you similar frequencies. And so let's change what music we listen to. Let's change our environment. How can we do that? By what we think and feel. Let's change emotions, addictions, friends, etc. And let's begin to create a new life by deliberately choosing our frequencies. I know that was really fast, but I think you really, really understood what I'm trying to say. So what we're going to do is I'm going to take a quick commercial break, and you had better get ready for Dr. Bruno all the way from the UK. And we're going to listen to these quick commercials. And then guess what? We're going to be right back.
For the past 30 years, Constance Arnold has coached clients globally in the areas of relationships, wealth, and career. Her vast clinical background gives her extraordinary understanding of human behavior to accelerate manifestation. Every coaching client receives proven action plans to create change from the inside out. Constance will be right by your side. Talk to her today at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
The incredible, magnificent Law of Attraction Cruise of a Lifetime is taking place on March 6th through 10th, 2016, featuring New York Times best-selling Law of Attraction author Pam Grout and featuring Michael Perlman, MD of Law of Attraction Journaling, and best-selling and award-winning wealth author Richard Harper, along with our own beautiful and dynamic speaker, Constance Arnold, will be on board as well. Don't forget Gary Temple Bodley, who channels Joshua, will be on board, and you will be able to have direct interactions with Joshua. And then there's the Champagne Living Dream Coach, Cassie Parks, as well as me, Jules Johnson. This is a powerful cruise, and it's happening during the week of the total solar eclipse in Pisces, which is ruler of the water, which means that which you shine a light on will shift almost effortlessly. So what are you waiting for? This is your chance to finally change your life in profound ways. Go to loaradionetwork.com and sign up today. There's still cabins available, but the rates will increase weekly. Need a cabin mate? No worries. We have like-minded individuals for you to room with. Take this time and invest in yourself. You will be so happy you did. Go to loaradionetwork.com. See you on board.
Do you have an upcoming event where you need a dynamic speaker? Constance Arnold is a sought-after keynote speaker that will enlighten the entire audience with proven strategies that are aligned with your organization's vision and mission. An experienced speaker for major Fortune 500 companies, Constance has entertained audiences with inspiring change. Constance would love to make your next event an extraordinary success. Contact her today at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Well, I am back and I'm really excited about my guest today. And you guys have heard me talking about him, saying that at the beginning of the year that I'm really determined to bring to you just some of the best experts from all over the world. And that is what I have done. And today I'm really excited to have Dr. Bruno Sinacco, and he's all the way from the UK, and he is the author of How to Manifest Money Effortlessly. He was on the show, I believe, in October. And today we're going to be talking about how to become a miracle worker with your life. And so, Dr. Bruno, welcome back to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Thank you for the invite, Constance. It's a pleasure to meet you again.
Well, Happy New Year. How's your New Year going?
The year started very well, and I hope that it's a good year for everyone listening to this program.
Right. And I wanted to bring you back because we got such a great response on how to manifest money effortlessly. And so today we're going to be talking about how to become a miracle worker with your life, steps to using the almighty ancient technique, Ho'oponopono. Did I pronounce that right?
Correct. This is correct.
Okay. And so just tell our listeners just a little bit more about you. You're a professor, am I correct?
Yes, I am a university professor. I am teaching a subject related to marketing business subject, but also I have also a website with different products about self-help products, meditation courses about Ho'oponopono, courses about abundance. So I have these two fields that I cover all over my week, that is teaching business modules and also training entrepreneurs, advising companies, but at the same time also advising individuals about how to develop their lives in a much more successful way. So I'm coaching people in the entrepreneurial world, but also individual that they want to have much more personal development in their lives.
Right. And I could tell from my last recording, Dr. Bruno, you're very passionate about your work.
You are right, yes. Teaching and also writing and coaching is really my passion. I think that is my call, and also it's like I will call my dharma, means my mission in my life. I feel very passionate because I want to convey what I learned, but not only what I learned, what I found that is effective. I always try to convey knowledge that I tested myself. What I haven't tested or what was not successful, I try to keep this aside. For this reason, I try always to research on different techniques that can be of a value for the listeners, for people that are, for example, attending my seminars or buying my products. But always, I always tell in my seminars and my talks that I always test these techniques myself. And these they were successful with me. Of course, I want to convey this knowledge because I want to be of value for the audience, of value for people that are willing to learn something new.
Yeah, that comes through loud and clear. So let's get started. I'm glad we're talking about this because it is the beginning of the year and people are really, they want something different this year, Dr. Bruno. So your book is How to Become a Miracle Worker with Your Life, Steps to Using the Almighty Ancient Technique of Ho'oponopono. So explain to us about this ancient healing technique.
Thank you for the question. This technique is a Hawaiian technique that was used in the past by Hawaiian culture, and then got modernized, got updated to the new age, to the current age, and it's a very simple but effective technique. It's a technique that can be used to solve any problem with no exception. I'm talking about any type of problem, for example, relationship problems. For example, financial problems, health problems, or also we can talk about career problems. And what I found in the past that many people try to solve problems in a traditional way. What
Right.
people do in practice when they try to solve problems? They try to analyze the problem. They try to, for example, call for experts to get some advice to how to solve this problem. They try to think about the problem in a creative way. But in all these cases, people are dealing with the consequences. They're dealing with the problem themselves. And when you focus on something, for example, problems, these problems tend to become bigger. You are not solving, but you get most of the cases stuck. Instead, when you use this technique that I will explain in detail, that is Ho'oponopono, this Hawaiian ancient technique, you are not dealing with the problem. You are dealing with the cause of the problems. What is the cause of all your problems according to this technique? The cause of all your problems are your subconscious memories. So all the problems that you have in your life, relationship problems, financial problems, health problems, are the consequences are created by your subconscious memories. Subconscious memories are programs that you have under the level of your awareness, means in your subconscious mind. For this reason, when you use Ho'oponopono, this technique that I will explain how to use, obviously you eliminate the cause of all your problems, and the problems get solved effortlessly because you eliminated the origin, the cause of all your problems. So, and what is this technique about? It's very simple, and it's about saying four relevant phrases, four significant sentences that are, I am sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank you. And you have to repeat these four sentences on a continuous basis. When you say these four sentences, I am sorry.
I am sorry.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
I love you.
I love you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
When you say these four sentences on a continuous basis, as frequently as possible, you are deleting these subconscious memories that are the only cause of all your problems. And by doing so, these problems tend to get resolved for good, not temporarily, but for good because you uprooted the cause. When you are repeating these four sentences, I am sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank you, you are receiving the assistance from the divine, from divinity. And with in a partnership with divinity, you are deleting these subconscious memories. When you say these sentences are like a password that get you the access to divine loving energy that help you delete these subconscious memories that are creating any negative circumstance in your life.
Wow.
These sentences are like mantras that you have to repeat on a continuous basis. And why is it so important? Because you have countless subconscious memories that you have to delete. Later on, we can talk about the origin of these subconscious memories, but you are constantly incorporating subconscious memories. And these subconscious memories are the only cause of everything that is going on in your life, positive or negative. For this reason, if you don't say these sentences on a continuous basis, you keep accumulating subconscious memories and your mind get clogged up with subconscious memories and you cannot access divine inspiration.
Wow. I heard Dr. Joe Vitale talk about this, and then I did some research, and then I read your book. So basically, you're saying that if people would repeat these four mantras on a daily basis or as many times as they want to, that it begins to delete their past and it changes their subconscious. It can literally change things and events. Just these four sentences.
Exactly, exactly. And you do this in a committed way. Some people ask me when I deliver some courses on Ho'oponopono, how often do I have to do this? And I will tell these people, you have to do this as often as possible because you have thousands of subconscious memories. It's not only one subconscious memory that you have to delete. And you have to get the good habit of saying these four sentences so that they become automatic. For example, now when I'm having this interview with you, my subconscious mind is repeating these four sentences because I repeated them so many times that became automatic, like a positive habit. You have to say this on a continuous basis. It's like a good metaphor to use is like housekeeping. You won't clean your house once. You have to clean your house and tidy your house and declutter your house on a continuous basis. If not, the house will get dirty, will get untidy, will get a mess. The same happens with your subconscious mind. You have to say these four sentences on a continuous basis to unclog your subconscious mind, because these memories that you are deleting by saying, I am sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank you. These memories are ruling your life. They're ruling the way that you perceive reality, the way that you feel, the way that you think, the way that you act, the way that you relate with other people, the way that you see yourself, your self-image, and what is in your internal world, meaning your subconscious mind, is reflected in your external environment, means your current circumstances and all type of situation affecting your health, career, relationship, and so on. For this reason, it's very, very important to take full responsibility, means saying these sentences on a continuous basis, non-stop, until this becomes automatic, and you can do this without even thinking about this too much. Very, very important. And some, yes.
And so let's go over each mantra one at a time. So when people say, I am sorry, what are they actually saying and what's happening to their subconscious or memories?
Well, very important. These four sentences include four main principles that are repentance, forgiveness, love, and gratitude or thankfulness. And when you say this sentence, it's very important to highlight, you don't have to say it to anyone around you. You have to say this to yourself or to the divine. And when you say, I am sorry, what this means is that you are sorry for manifesting this situation in your life. And you, when you say, I am sorry, you also imply that you are taking full responsibility for all situations in your life. Because Ho'oponopono, the phrase means making things correctly, amending your wrongdoings. And when you say, I am sorry, you admit, you acknowledge that all situations affecting your lives were created by your subconscious memories. You don't blame yourself. When you say, I'm sorry, you're not blaming yourself, you're not blaming other people, but you are being loving with yourself. And you understand that you were slave to these subconscious memories. In practice, all situations in your life, affecting your life in a negative way, were created by these subconscious memories. So, and by saying, I am sorry, you understand that you can obviously correct these wrongdoings. And how you do this? You do this, obviously, by practicing Ho'oponopono on a continuous basis, by saying, I am sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank you. But also, when you say I'm sorry, you are naturally atoning for your past mistakes. You don't have to wait for forgiveness. When you say, I am sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank you, you are automatically forgiven for all your mistakes. But also you are showing commitment to the cleaning process of your subconscious programs.
So I understand, I'm sorry, please forgive me. What about I love you? What does that do
I love you. Very, very, very important. I love you is related to the principle of love, the value of love. And as we know in metaphysics and in New Age disciplines, love is the most powerful force that exists. When you say, I love you, you are connecting to the love energy, unconditional love. We are talking about unconditional love, means love with no reason. Mm-hmm. And when you say the four sentences, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank you, these four sentences, the Ho'oponopono technique, you are connected to loving energy from the divine that dissolves negativity and dissolves all memories that are clogging your mind. So love is the most positive energy that exists. Is, but in practice, it's your true essence. It's your divine being. And you are a loving self, a lovable self, and a person to be loved. So when you say, I love you, this is raising your energy levels, but also you are connecting to divine energy, to God, to the divine, to divinity, that is pure love. Yeah. Many people use love in a conditional way. What we are saying here, when we say, I love you, this is unconditional love, pure love, divine love. For example, you see some human beings that are obviously recipients and contain unconditional love, that are children. Children are recipients, they are full of unconditional love. When you say I love you and you repeat it on a continuous basis, you are filling yourself with love. You are connected to divine loving energy to delete these memories. And this is not only the sentence itself. All these words have a lot of power. Have a lot of power because in practice, as I commented in previous talks, words have energy. And love energy is the highest energy that exists. And by saying I love you in a continuous basis, you can use only, you don't have to use the four sentences. You can say I love you, I love you, I love you. Or you can use any other of the four sentences, repeating them on a continuous basis. You are emanating positive energy, will help you delete these subconscious memories. Love you also is connected to very important values like mindfulness, respect, kindness, knowingness, empathy, brotherhood, unity. So love represents all positivity. And we saw because of the law of attraction, when you raise your energy, you put the energy very high, not only your mind, your emotion change, your action, but also all the environment around you. So you are raising your energy and you're affecting not only yourself, but all the environment around you and all people related to you, because we are all interconnected.
So true. And then thank you. I mean, I can't even begin to imagine what happens when people say thank you. What happens subconsciously when people just begin to believe and repeat that phrase?
Thank you. Well, thank you. There are many books written about gratitude and thankfulness, but from the Ho'oponopono perspective, you are thankful or grateful because you discover that all problems that are affecting your life are caused by these subconscious memories. And you can take specific action to get rid of these memories, means by getting committed to do Ho'oponopono on a conscious basis. Thankfulness or gratitude is a value that is defended and fostered by most religion philosophies. But when you say thank you and when you say I love you, your gratitude is about focusing on the positive. You cannot be thankful and be negative at the same time. It's not compatible. So when you say thank you, you are getting much more enlightened, but also you are connecting to positive energy. And also, I think that every time that you say thank you, according to my research and also according to my feelings and what I experience by using this technique, you get much more celebrating. Every time that you say thank you, is you are celebrating life. It's an overweight to of celebrating life. People get so focused on the negative, and if they can't be thankful for three main things, little or big ones that are going on in their lives, even when their life appear not to be perfect as they want, they will notice that their lives will change in a very miraculous way, in a very difficult to explain way. So, and also when you say thank you are taking responsibility. You are taking responsibility and you are prepared, you are ready to work in partnership with divinity to delete these subconscious memories. I am insisting on this, the matter of deleting these subconscious memories, because these subconscious memories are clogging your mind and do not allow you to receive divine inspiration. When you have your mind full of subconscious memories that are ruling your life, they're like mandates or rules that are casing the way that you think, you feel, you act, of course, you don't have any space, free room in your mind to receive divine messages. But on the contrary, when you do this technique on a continuous basis by saying, I am sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank you, you are creating free space in your subconscious minds to receive divine inspiration. And you will see that when you do this technique on a continuous basis, you will act less attached to the past, to your subconscious memories, but you will act much more in a very inspired way, in a much more effortless and spontaneous manner. You won't act in automatic pilot, but you will act much more in an effortless and creative and a divinely guided manner.
Well, you know, that's very powerful, Dr. Bruno, because people are always talking about shifting and changing the subconscious. And I just want to say to listeners, you know, what would happen in your life if you would consistently just take this one principle and do it as often as possible? I mean, Dr. Bruno, by the end of this year, I mean, their whole lives could be transformed.
And they will notice that this doesn't take so much effort to go through. Some people might have a bit of resistance to use this technique because of its simplicity. It's very simple to use. But in practice, you don't have to be deceived because of its simplicity. It's very powerful. And in some cases, tools that are very simple to use are the most powerful ones. My promise is if the people start using this technique on a continuous basis, the changes that they will observe will come sooner than expected, because what they have to be aware that they are uprooting the cause of the problems. They are not dealing with the problems themselves. They are using a different approach as compared with most people. They are using an inside-out approach. They focus what is inside them, their internal environment, their mental environment, to change the external environment, their current circumstances. Many people go the other way around with very negative results, or let's say not so good results, and they try to focus first on what is outside them, means their external environment, outside environment, instead of focusing internally, means their subconscious memory. So this technique is a non-traditional way to solve problems because we have an inside-out approach. We delete the subconscious memories, and by doing so, when you say the four phrases on a continuous basis, your external environment changes in an effortless manner. You don't have to work hard. You have to say these sentences frequently, only this. And some people always ask me, do I have to say these sentences in a passionate way? Do I have to say these sentences in a heartfelt way? It's up to you. You can say this in a mechanical way. You can say this like a parrot. I am sorry, please forgive me. I love you. Thank you. Or you can say this in a heartfelt way. Mm-hmm. Both cases will work all the same. Imagine that it's like pressing the delete key of the computer. When you make a mistake, you are typing on the computer and you made the mistake when you were typing. When you press the delete key erases the mistake. You don't have to be passionate when you press the delete key. You have to press the delete key. And what is the delete key? These four sentences. I am sorry, please forgive me. I love you, thank you. By doing so, you are erasing these subconscious memories.
Well, that's powerful and great news. And I just love your book, and we're going to talk about that, this your book, at the end of the show. So also, what is the zero point, and how can listeners reach it?
Zero point is the point that you are memory free. It's important to highlight that you have been accumulated memories all over your life. Where do these memories come from? They come from, example, from your upbringing, parental upbringing, but also you have some of these memories come from your DNA. So, but also some memories come when you get in contact with people, friends, relatives, media, and so you have countless memories to delete. What happened? Zero point is the point that you are free from these memories. As you, for example, remove this subconscious memory by using these four sentences on a continuous basis, you get nearer to the zero point. And in this point, instead of being tied to the subconscious memories, you are guided by divine inspiration. Mm. When you get nearer to the zero point, you will feel freer regarding your actions, your thoughts, and emotions. You won't act in an automatic pilot, but also you will feel much more spontaneous, inspired, creative, much more understanding. People, in practice, they don't get so much understanding about what is going on in their lives and what is going on in other people's lives. You will get more understand, but also you will get much more interconnected. You will feel, when you reach this zero point, you will feel interconnected to everything that exists, animate and inanimate. You will feel much more connected to people. You will feel much more connected to nature. You will feel much more connected to the world in general. But also you will feel that you are much more grateful, loving, and forgiving without any effort. You will feel also that you get inner wisdom. You can access your inner wisdom. People, when they arrive at the zero point, they are memory free, they receive a lot of divine inspiration, because when they are memory free, means that they have deleted all the memories clogging their subconscious mind, they created free space to receive messages from divinity. And of course, they access the memories that you have in your mind are very limited by nature, because they are a repetition of your past. Instead, when you access divine inspiration, this is pure knowingness, pure wisdom. This is limitless knowledge, and the possibilities are countless. So also when you arrive at the zero point, you will feel much more daring, adventurous. You will try to explore the world in different ways. You won't get too automatic. People, 90-95% of what they do during the day is automatic. It's a habit. Positive or negative. They don't think about this. They do always the same. They take always the same way to go to the work. They eat the same food. So instead, when you free yourself from these memories, you are not slave to them anymore, you get much more spontaneous, more creative, much more lively, much more energetic, and also less automatic and constrained. You will get, obviously, much more connected to your inner potential, but you will feel fully integrated to divine energy. I think that is a very important objective to achieve. And some people ask me, how long will this take to arrive at the zero point? You don't have to worry about how long will this take. The only thing that you have to be concerned is to say these four sentences on a continuous basis. Dr. Len, that is a very important Ho'oponopono master, says, it's not your mission to know how will you arrive at this zero point. Your mission is to clean, clean, clean. This means saying the four sentences nonstop on a continuous basis, and you will arrive at this zero point in due time. But because you have countless memories, obviously you have to do this very committed, in a very committed way.
So, Dr. Bruno, do you believe that you have arrived at the zero point, and what does that feel like for you?
No, I haven't arrived. Sorry for disappointing you, but I haven't arrived. And I have a lot to delete. So, but I'm doing this on a continuous basis. And I'm a very good practitioner of Ho'oponopono, and I'm doing this on a continuous basis. I know that
if you had said yes, I was going to say, I'm going to fly to the UK and touch you, because I certainly have not arrived.
No, very, very important. The zero point is an objective, an ideal state.
Yeah.
Even when we get near this state, our life will be a complete miracle, because we have countless memories. We might not arrive, but this doesn't mean that the journey to this destination is not of value anymore. This means that on this way to the destination, your life will get less burdensome, less troublesome. I think that is a very good objective to point, to aim for the zero point, because on the way, you will enjoy life much more like openly, and you will see that things get to work out much more easily. People struggle a lot. Yeah. And my promise is, use this technique and you will see that the struggle will lessen over time. It will get less and less struggle and much, much more joy and peace and clarity. Many people get confused very easily. They don't know what to do or how to act. Things will work out much more spontaneously and effortlessly. because
that's what people that's what people really want, you know, all of those things that you share. So I want us to have time for you to share some practical exercises where we can use this powerful technique. And I want to start with money. So if people, because I told some people that I was going to be doing this interview, and they said, ask him about money. Should they say to money, I'm sorry? Yeah. Okay. What would that look like? Give us some exercises.
Okay. Very important. Supposing that you are feeling, it's important to highlight that from Ho'oponopono perspective, any financial struggle, any financial problem is created by your subconscious memories. So the only approach from this technique viewpoint will be eradicating the subconscious memories related to this financial problem. Supposing that you are facing a very difficult situation from the financial perspective, you have debts to pay, or you have like a mortgage that you cannot pay the mortgage, or any other problem, or you lost your job, so what you have to ask yourself is this very simple question: what is going on in me in relation to this situation? The question is, what is going on in me in relation to this situation? And then you have to stay still and let the answer come into your mind. Could be images, could be physical sensation, could be emotions, could be, these are subconscious memories bubbling up. Mm-hmm. And then what you have to say is, I am sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank you, on a continuous basis. You can ask this question many times if you want. When you ask this question to yourself, you are eliciting subconscious memories. And then by saying, I am sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank you are deleting subconscious memories. But even if you don't ask this question and you say these four sentences on a continuous basis, you will see that your financial struggle will disappear mysteriously, miraculously. Things become much easier. You will get money unexpectedly. So and some people will say, do I have to know what memories to delete? Do I have to know what specific memories to delete? I don't know what memories are creating this financial scarcity. You don't have to know at all, because we have to remember that when you say these four sentences, you are receiving assistance from divinity. Mm-hmm. And divinity is the one that knows what to delete and how to delete. You are obviously working in partnership with divinity, but divinity with the divine loving energy is deleting these memories. So you don't have to know. The simple way to apply to money will be, first off, look at your thoughts, emotion about money. Do you have any worry? Do you have a negative emotion? These worries are thoughts that are triggered by your subconscious memory. These negative emotions are subconscious memories. So when you notice that you have negative emotions or negative thoughts about money, what you have to say is, in a very compassionate way, I am sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank you. I am sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank you. You will notice that when you use these four sentences over time, these thoughts and emotion about money, negative emotion, will start to disappear. And your conditions, your economic condition, your financial condition, will improve. Why? Because you are changing your internal environment. And your external environment from the Ho'oponopono perspective is always a reflection of your internal environment. When you change your internal environment, eliminated all subconscious garbage, your external environment that is a reflection of your internal environment will change effortlessly. Some people say, do I have to do anything? You have to say the four sentences on a continuous basis and nothing else. In the book, I included other exercises, but this is the main technique. Why? Because when you do so, you get in a position of power. When you don't use this technique, you say these four sentences, you are not in a position of power. You are taken over by your subconscious memories. Instead, when you say these four sentences, you recover your power. You harness your power because you are committed to deleting the subconscious memories that are causing all the struggle, all the scarcity in your life. So in practice, it's simple and effective. Think about your thoughts what thought you have about money. You can take note of your thoughts about money. You can take note of your emotion about money. Then read the list. And you can ask yourself, what is going on in me in relation to this thought, this emotion, and also the action that I'm taking in relation to money? And then you say the four sentences again. I am sorry. Please forgive me.
Please forgive me. I love you. And thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And you keep this list with you at all times. And every time that you read the list, you say the four sentences on a continuous basis. The worries, negative emotion, will start to dissipate in a very, very effortless manner. So I think that this is a very good exercise for some people. Say, do I have to take any action about money? From the Ho'oponopono perspective, it's not about doing, taking action, but it's much more about getting rid of the negative causes of your circumstances, that is the subconscious memory. Things will fall into place. And also, when you get rid of these subconscious memories that are taking over your life, you might get some inspirational ideas, because you are unclogging your mind, that can help you get in a better financial position in a much easier way. So people, also from the Ho'oponopono perspective, Dr. Len, that is one of the masters, says, I don't believe so much in objectives or planning. The only thing that you have to do is cleaning. Because when you set objectives or you plan, for example, you devise some strategies for different aspects of your life, you are using your subconscious memories that are very limited. Instead, when you use this technique and you get rid of the subconscious memory, you receive divine inspiration that is limitless. It's pure knowledge. It's unbounded knowledge. You cannot compare limited subconscious memories that are a repetition of your past with unbounded divine knowledge, pure knowingness. So in practice, when you get rid of these memories, memory that could be, for example, about financial situation or broken relationship or whatever situation, negative situation affecting your life, you will receive ideas that you haven't received in the past because you were taken over by this subconscious memory. You will feel much more creative, much more spontaneous, much more daring, much more loving, and also much more connected to your essence. Many people use a lot of masks, social masks. They don't do what they want or what they love. And this is because of fear. Well, when you start deleting the subconscious memories by doing this technique on a continuous basis, you will feel much more connected to your true essence, to your mission. Well, you will feel that you can contribute and add value to your life and to other people's life.
Well, you know, that's so powerful, and I'm really going to strongly encourage all of you to get his book, and he's going to share with you in a few minutes how to do that. But I love the different chapters, and it's an easy read. You're a great writer, by the way, and the way you really broke it down for someone who may not have heard this principle before. You really talk about the essence of the principle, the procedures, how to apply it, other aspects of it, a structure of the mind. And I reread it again before the recording, and I was quite moved by it. And I'm just saying to listeners all over the world, you really need to get his ebook and just begin applying this principle. So we have about 5 minutes, Dr. Bruno. Anything else of inspiration you would like to say to the listeners? And then after you finish, I want you to share with the listeners how they can get your book and what your website is, what your services are, etc.
Okay. Thank you very much for your comment. Yes. If someone wants to know much more about me, I have a website that is www.iaminfiniteabundance.com. www.iaminfiniteabundance.com. In this website, you have free gifts, you have some courses, you have some interviews but also you have also my background and also some meditations. I generally deliver some talks about Ho'oponopono and abundance. And there are the two last books about self-help are How to Manifest Money Effortlessly, Techniques to Be More Prosperous. This is a very interesting book that was published not only in English, but in other languages like Italian and Korean. And the recent book that came last year, November last year, is called How to Become a Miracle Worker with Your Life, Techniques to, How to Become a Miracle Worker with Your Life, a step to use the almighty ancient technique of Ho'oponopono. Both books can be found on Amazon, eBay, or any other bookshop, and you have the ebook version and you have the paperback version. And I think that they're very powerful books. And of course, I hope that the readers can enjoy this book and make me some comments on this and on my website.
And I love your books, and you're a great writer. As I said earlier, it's an easy read. And so lastly, it's the beginning of the year. And, you know, so many people set New Year's resolutions, which I'm like you, it's an inside out job. And so what would you like to say to people at the beginning of 2016?
I want to say the very interesting question. What I want to say to them is very simple. I want them to become much more aware of the interconnectedness with the world. And how you become much more aware of this? For example, being grateful every single day for everything that is going on in their lives. That we can go even further, not only for positive things, but for negative things too. Because when you face negative situation, this is a reminder that you have subconscious memories to delete. So being grateful for everything going on in your life, but also be much more loving. And a very good piece of advice for this is try to give something to someone at least once a day. You can give love, you can give thanks, you can give, obviously, a smile, you can give support, you can give, for example, a hug, you can give, for example, a technical advice, but doesn't have to be something material. But try to focus on giving, not so much on receiving. Many people try to get, try to receive, and this creates a struggle. The solution to many difficult situations is the opposite one to the one used by people, and it's not about to get, but to give. Well, because when you give, you connect to love energy, what is the highest energy that exists. When you give, and give with no condition, unconditionally means try to give and you will feel better and you will make people feel better too. And you will see that because you are vibrating at a very high energy, you will see over time that things work out much more easily, effortlessly. Why? Because when you give, you raise your energy, your emotion get more positive, your thoughts get more positive, and your action get much more spontaneously positive. And as a consequence of this, you tend to attract positive people, positive circumstances, and positive situations into your life. Instead, when you try to get, you are forcing. When you are giving, you are contributing, you are adding value. You are obviously connecting to other people. This is a way to be connected. You are acting from a position of selflessness. You are not being selfish. You are not being ego-centered. So very important, two pieces of advice to summarize: being grateful and give. Try to give at least once a day and being grateful of three things every day. And you will see with nothing else, only with this, do this for a few weeks and then you can tell Constance the result. You will see that your life will change in an effortless manner. A struggle will tend to disappear because You are changing your energy. It's about shifting your energy. You don't have to work hard. You don't have to struggle anymore. You have, on the contrary, you have to change your inner environment, your inner world, in order to affect your external environment.
Wow, that's very powerful. Dr. Bruno, you are a gift to the world, and I'm just so grateful for everything that you shared today. You are changing the lives of people globally all over the world, and I just want to say thank you.
Thank you, Constance, for your invite, and thank you for this beautiful program that you have that is, has a lot of listeners. Thank you very much for your contribution to the world, too.
Well, once again, this is Constance Arnold. You know what I'm going to say, right? Every week I say, God loves you. I always remember that. And you know I love you. And remember this, the best is yet to come in your life. You better believe it.
Thank you for listening to Think, Believe, and Manifest. Constance Arnold will be back next week with another great show just for you. For more information, please visit fulfillingyourpurpose.com.